上礼拜五祷告会的时候
during last week Friday's prayer meeting,
我们也学习到什么样的祷告神不会听的。
We have studied what kind of prayers that God will not listen.
那么至少圣经告诉我们有五种祷告是神不会听的。
At least five kinds of prayers the Bible tells us God will not listen.
这五种的人那个祷告是没有用的。
For those five kind of prayers, they are useless.
你只是履行公事啊。
You're just doing it for the formality.
说给别人听而已。
Just say it for the others.
我这边还有几张纸是介绍这五种神不听的祷告。
Pastor should have some of those five kinds of prayers that God would.
等一下我会摆在外面。
And he will put that in the back.
你需要，请你拿一张。
If you need it, please take one.
这里面有填空题呀。
There's a filled in the blank.
你想知道那个答案什么，可以问一问上礼拜五参加的人。
If you want to know the answers, you can ask those who were here last Friday.
刚才主席报告说我们崇拜完以后 CPC 他们有个追思礼拜。
The presider just mentioned that there will be a memorial service right after our service here for the CPC.
所以时间稍微紧凑一点。
So our time is kind of...
本来今天有些青少年要做那个感恩的见证。
Originally some of the youth was going to give a testimony today.
他们分享他们去夏令会营地的经验。
They want to share their experiences for the summer camp.
因为时间的紧凑，我们把它延到下个礼拜。
Because of time, we will postpone until next week.
今天我们看约翰福音十五章第一节到第八节。
We just read John 15 from verses 1 to verses 8.
这是一个一段很熟悉的经文。
This is a very familiar passage.
我们常常引用这里面的经文。
We often quote from here.
这个经文里面告诉我们有三个主要的项目。
There are three major points in this passage.
乃是葡萄树。
The vine.
栽培的人。
The vine dresser.
以及枝子。
And the branches.
这是我们今天要看的三个大项。
So these are the three major points we're going to study today.
我们先看第一大项。
Now look at the first point.
葡萄树。
The vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。这是耶稣在约翰福音里面最后一次的宣告。
This is one of the teachings of Jesus in the book of John.
耶稣在约翰福音里面总共讲的七次我是。
There are seven times Jesus said I am.
这是他最后一次，也是第七次。
This is the seventh time, the last time.
耶稣这边用的是说真葡萄树。
He used the word true vine.
真就是真实跟假的对比。
So true means a contrast between the true ones and the counterfeit.
或者说像别人真的跟冒牌的对比，但是真的也是表示完全的跟不完全的对比。
It also means a contrast between complete and incomplete.
耶稣在约翰福音之前也用过几次。
Before John, Jesus used many times.
约翰福音第一章里面说耶稣是真光。
And the first one in John says he's a true light.
那么第六章里面说耶稣是真粮。
So in chapter 6 he's the true life.
True bread. 表示说跟假的是不一样的。
So it's different from the false one.
为什么耶稣要说我是真的葡萄树呢？
Why does he have to say he's the true vine?
以色列人懂的。
The Israelites would know.
因为在旧约里面以色列常常被描写成一个葡萄树。
Because in the Old Testament, Israel often is described as a vine.
或者描写成葡萄园。
Or a vineyard.
我们看一两处的圣经节。
Let's look at two passages.
我们看诗篇八十篇第八节。
Psalm 80, verse 8.
诗篇八十篇第八节。
Psalm 80, verse 8.
这里说你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树 赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。这个葡萄树指以色列。
This vine means Israel.
神把他们从以色列里面救出来。
So God delivered them from Egypt.
他们要把它栽在那个栽在巴勒斯坦。
And plant them in Palestine.
但是要栽种之前，需要把外邦人先赶掉。
But before they can be planted, they have to driven out the Gentiles.
再看。耶利米书二章二十一节。
Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书二章二十一节。
Jeremiah 2:21.
二章一节前半遍说哈。
The first half.
然而我栽你是善等的葡萄树，全然是真种子，请偏念一下。
Yet I planted you as a choice vine, a completely faithful seed.
Okay. 这边说是善等的，是特别选的。
It's specially chosen.
然后说全然是真种子啊，纯粹是纯种的。
The pure seed.
或者我用的最好葡萄的这个葡萄种。
That used the seed from the best grape.
可是以色列却成为一个不结果子的葡萄树。
But.Israel become a fruitless vine.
所以在旧约里面，神屡次的为他们悲叹。
So oftentimes in the Old Testament, God feeling sad for them.
神也屡次的警告他们说，审判快来了。
God often warned them the judgment is coming.
比如说，我们看这个第二十一节的后半边。
Let's read the second half of verse 21.
你怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？请听听一下。
How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of a foreign vine?
神说你怎么变种呢？
How come you changed?
本来是我种的是好种，你怎么变成一个次等的不好的野葡萄树呢？
But I planted was a true vine, but how come you become degenerated foreign vine?
并且你的枝子是坏的。
And your branches are bad.
表示说你没有结果子。
Yes, you did not bear fruit.
以赛亚书讲得更明显。
Isaiah was even clear.
请我们看以赛亚书第五章。
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah 5.
第一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2
以赛亚书第五章第一节到第二节
Isaiah 5, 1 and 2
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌，论他葡萄园的事。我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在肥美的山岗上。他这是指神哈，他宝挖园子，剪去石头，栽种善等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又造出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。然后又继续说第三节到第七节，耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非啊，我为我的葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？神说我已经完全做了，我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎么行，我必撒去篱笆，换句话说，我不再保护你们了，使它被吞灭，城墙拆毁，城墙痕使它被践踏，我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨荆棘，吉里倒要生长。我必命云不降雨在地上，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹太人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐，指望的是公义，谁知道有怨声。这个葡萄树应该把神的特性彰显出来。
The vine should represent God's attributes.
但以色列反而背道而行了。
But the Israel, they went the wrong direction.
以色列人的背道。
When they deserted God,
他们变成了没有用的、不结果子或次等的葡萄树。
So they become useless, fruitless, even degenerate vine. They can no longer be the channel of God's grace.
没有办法再让人家得福啊,
they cannot bless other people through
them. 所以神在告诉我们呢,
that's why God is telling us,
如果你要再得到神的恩典,
if you want to continue to be blessed by God,
你需要和这个真葡萄树, 耶稣连在一起,
you should be connected with the true vine, that's Jesus.
我们看第二个, 第二个大象,
that's the second point, the wine dresser.
这第一节的后半边说, 我父是栽培的人。
The second half of verse 1, my father is the vine dresser.
也就是说, 天父, 和我的父神是那个栽培的人。
His heavenly father and my God father is the vine dresser.
也就是说我自己不是。
Jesus says, I am not.
栽培之人, 希腊文的原来的意思有时候是农夫啊, 或者是园丁。
So the original meaning is either the farmer or the gardener.
那葡萄园的园丁做什么?
So what does the gardener do in the vineyard?
他照顾这些葡萄树。
Got to take care of the vine.
他只要两个工作。
There are two things he has to do.
不结果子的枝子, 他就把它剪掉。
So he has to cut off the fruitless.
结果子的枝子呢,
so the ones who bear fruit, he will prune them.
你会发现这个园丁他花的时间呢，是花在结果子的枝子上。
So you realize the gardener would spend the time only on the branches that bear fruit.
这段经文给我们看一个很清楚的分界线,
so here is a clear division.
一个是不结果子,
one does not bear fruit.
一个是结果子,
the other one bear fruit.
而结果子当中又让我们看到一个很清楚的进步。
In the bear fruit ones, you can see a clear progress.
从有结果子开始,
start from bearing fruit.
到结果子更多,
bear much fruit.
最后呢, 第五节, 第八节, 多结果子, 或结很多的果子。
Bear much more fruit.
神从有到更多到最多。
So God starts from beginning to more to much more.
因为他是个最好的园丁栽培的人。
Because he is the best gardener, the vine dresser.
我们看第三大象。
Let's go to the third point.
枝子。
Branches.
有两种。
There are two kinds.
很清楚。
Very clear.
一个是不住在葡萄树里的。
One does not abide in the vine. The other one abides in the vine.
这是第二节到第八节。
That's from verse 2 to 8.
我们先看第一种, 不住在葡萄树里的。
That's what the first kind who does not abide in the vine.
第二节的前半边,
first half of verse 2.
凡属我不结果子的枝子,他就剪去。 剪去啊, 一种翻译说把它剪掉, cut off. 另外一种是把它拿掉, take away, 就这个意思。 为什么要把它剪掉,把它拿掉呢?
Why do they have to cut off or take away?
留在那里有什么不好呢?
Why not just let them remain there?
不结果子的枝子对整棵葡萄树是不利的。
So the branches doesn't bear fruit, it's not good for the entire vine.
首先它占了葡萄树的地方啊。
To occupy the space.
So, 新的枝子没有办法出来啊,
so new branches cannot come out.
并且它还妨碍其他的枝子的继续生长。
It also hinders the other branches from growing.
并且这些枝子常常是枯干的。
Oftentimes, those branches all dry up.
它吸引昆虫啊,
so they will attract the bugs.
Insect, huh?
Insects.
产生疾病了。
So they may have a disease.
难怪任何好的园丁一定把它拿掉或剪掉。
So any good gardener will take it off.
这边有三个中文字啊, 我们需要解释一下。
There are three Chinese words we need to explain.
还属我, in me.
In me.
这句话指什么?
What does it mean?
这句话是指真的基督徒会失去救恩吗?
Does this mean true Christians will lose salvation?
不会的。
No, it's not.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible said it very clear.
请我们看约翰福音6章37节。
Let's go John 6:37.
约翰福音6章37节
John 6:37
凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。我们合格翻译说总部啊，有些英文有些翻译把它翻成绝不或者是绝对不会。
Some translation was absolutely not will not desert them.
这个圣经呢告诉我说，真的基督徒不会失去救恩。
So he here tell us the true Christian will never lose salvation.
如果是这样的话，那还俗我是指什么？
If that's true, what does in me mean?
乃是指在外表上与耶稣联合的人。
Point to those who are connected with Jesus only in outwardly.
然后用我们今天很通俗、更通俗的字眼。
To use a more customary term today.
这是指挂名的基督徒。
Those who are just Christians in name.
这是指有名无实的基督徒。
So they have no true character.
这是指文化基督徒。
This is a culture Christian.
他们是没有得救的。
They are not saved.
他们没有被重生过。
They were never born again.
难怪他们没有结果子。
That's why they did not bear fruit.
这种人在教会里总是存在的。
Those people do exist in the church.
任何的教会都有这样的人。
Every church has such people.
圣经也常常提到这种人的后果。
And the Bible often mentions the consequences of those people.
我们看一下马太福音十三章。
Let's go to Matthew 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew 13.
24节到30节。
From 24 to 30.
我来念给大家听。
The pastor will read.
马太13:24，耶稣又赐个比喻对他们说：天国好像人撒在种在田里，及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来将稗子撒在麦子里，就走了。到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。田主的仆人来告诉他说：主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？主人说：这是仇敌做的。仆人说：你要我们去刨出来吗？主人说：不必，恐怕刨稗子连麦子也拔出来，笼这两样一起斩。等到收割，当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说：先将稗子刨出来，捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在摊里。看起来很像，但其实不是。
Looks the same, but it's not.
耶稣又在同一章47节、48节。
In verse 47-48, same chapter.
天国好像网撒在海里，聚拢了各样的水族或者各样的鱼啊。网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。不好的鱼也是假的。
So those bad fish are false ones.
再看这个41节。
And verse 41.
对不起，我们跳到马太福音25章。
Let's go to Matthew 25.
我们念31节到33节。
31-33.
马太福音25章31到33节。
Matthew 25:31-33.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说：你们这蒙父我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。再跳到41节。
Verse 41.
王要向那左边的，也就是山羊哈，说：你们被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他使者所预备的永活里去。 绵羊跟山羊很多相似的地方。
There are many similarities between the sheep and the goat.
但是也有明显不相似的地方。
But there are also clear differences.
耶稣说有一天要被分别出来。
So Jesus said one day they will be separated.
哇，你心里可能说，哎呀，教会里面真有这样的人吗？
You may think, are there truly people like that in the church?
教会里面真有挂名的基督徒吗？
Are there only Christ? Are there really Christians only in name?
答案是有的。
Of course they are.
你就要想想当时耶稣十二个门徒当中
Just to think the 12 disciples of Jesus
就出卖耶稣的犹大你就可以接受这个事实了
So you can understand the Judah who betrayed Jesus You can accept that
犹大跟耶稣有三年的时间
He spent 3 years with Jesus
一个说他们同进同吃、同出啊，同吃同睡、啊、
So they are in and out together They sleep andeat together.
犹大也好像一些明显奉献 的结果。
And you can see Judah from the clear consequences of offering.
那么三年之间呢
In 3 years.
没有一个门徒怀疑犹大不是的。
Nobody even questioned whether he was a disciple or not.
但是到头来
But at the end,
他是被分开的。
He was separated.
因为他不是天父赐给耶稣的人。
Because he was notgiven to Jesus by the Heavenly Father.
一个出名的圣经作者
There is a very famous Bible author.
英文叫 D.A. 卡森博士、啊、
So Dr. Carson.
他写了一句话在你们节目单上用英文写的
He wrote something that was printed on the program.
让我试着用中文把它翻译
Pastor will try to translate in Chinese.
卡森博士这么说这句话明显的目的是在坚持一件事没有一个真基督徒会没有结出某种程度果子的多结果子是真基督教或真基督徒绝对可靠的标记不然便是死的木头啊！任何不结果子的枝子都不可能长久被认为他是耶稣的一部分长久以后是很明显的我们再回到约翰福音第六节十五章第六节
Let's go back to John 15 verse 6
继续提到不住在葡萄树上枝子的情况
They have mentioned the condition of those who are not abiding in the vine
第六节说人若不藏在我里面请听您讲一下
If anyone does not abide in me,
我们和合本的翻译也许并不是最好在这里。
Maybe the Chinese translation is not the best here.
因为好像不是常常在哈、啊，给你的感觉。
It gives you the feeling it's not always there constantly.
但是更好的翻译应该说是住在，如果不住在。
The best translation is does not abide in here.
或者说停留在 remain,
or remaining,
表示说如果生命没有继续停留在耶稣的身上
If your life did not continue in Jesus,
他说会丢在外面枯干人拾起来扔在火里烧了火在圣经里面代表什么
What does fire represent in the Bible?
常常代表审判
represents judgment,
或者审判以后的灭亡
or the demise after the judgment,
先知旧约的先知以西结就每次提到这个葡萄树的时候
So every time when prophet Ezekiel mentioned the vine
他说葡萄树代表以色列
He always says the vine represents Israel
然后警告以色列
And then warns Israel
说如果你不结果子
If you do not bear fruit
你会像木头一样被烧掉
You'll be burned like wood
我们看一下以西结书十五章
Let's go to EzekielChapter 15.
以西结书十五章
Ezekiel 15.
我要从第一节念到第八节
Pastor read from verse 1 to 8.
以西结书十五章
Ezekiel 15.
耶和华临到我说人子啊葡萄树比别样树有什么强处葡萄枝比种树枝有什么好处其上可以取木材做什么 功用可以取来做钉子挂什么器皿吗 专家告诉我们，葡萄树的枝子啊，都不是很直的，弯弯曲曲的。
So the experts tell us the branches of the vine is never straight; they always crooked.
Yeah. 所以很难用来做什么好东西。
So it cannot be used for any good thing.
并且呢，木头的质量不像其他树是那么硬的。
And the wood itself is not very hard.
所以第四节说，看那已经抛在火中，当作柴烧啊。火炬烧的两头中间也被烧了，还有益于功用嘛？完全的时候暂且不合什么功用，何况被火烧坏，烧坏还能合乎什么功用呢？所以主耶和华如此说：众树以内的葡萄树，我怎样使它在火中当柴，也必照样带耶路撒冷的居民，我必向他们变脸，他们虽从火中出来，火却要烧灭他们。我向他们变脸的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华。我必使地土荒凉，因为他们行事干犯我。这是主耶和华说的。耶稣在约翰十五章用同样 的方法。
Jesus used same method in John 15.
提醒他的听众。
Remind his audience.
警告他的听众。
Warn them.
一个没有得救的人。
One who is not saved,
一个生命没有跟耶稣连在一起的人，
whose life is not connected with Jesus,
是一个不会结果子的人，
will not bear fruit.
有一天他也会遭遇到同样的命运。
One day he will have the same fate.
我们看第二种枝子。
Let's look at second kind of branches.
住在葡萄树。
Abide in.
我们再回到十五章第二节。
Let's go back to Verse 2, chapter 15.
后半边说，环结果子的，他就修理干净啊。那个园丁是花时间在已经结果子的枝子上。
The gardener will spend time on those branches already bearing fruit.
我看了一本书啊，那个书告诉我。
So I read a book. It tells me.
葡萄园里面最重要的工作。
The most important work in the vineyard
还不是种葡萄树的人，
is not planting the tree,
而是修理葡萄树的人，
is the one who prunes the vine.
这些人需要长期的训练，
they need constant training.
比如说甚至需要训练两三年之久，
they need to have trained at least 2 to 3 years.
因为他们需要知道说在枝子的什么地方修剪，
they need to know where to prune on the branch.
修剪的时候修剪多深呢？
How much they can prune.
然后修剪的角度应该是什么？
But it's the angle they do it.
这都不是短时间可以学来的。
So you can learn that in a short time.
我可以稍微了解这个人讲什么。
I can understand what it meant.
我们家里没有种葡萄树。
We didn't have vine in our home.
我们家里却种了一些玫瑰花。
But we have roses.
为了让玫瑰花开得更多。
In order to have more roses.
或开得更长。
Or can last long.
它的枝子需要被修剪。
The branches need to be pruned.
这两三年来，我也稍微变成一个玫瑰花的园丁。
In the last 2-3 years, I've become a rose gardener.
首先，我要在已经开花的玫瑰枝子上动工。
First, I need to work on those who already bear blossom.
没有开花的枝子，我根本不理它。
Those who are not blossom, I wouldn't even pay attention to.
修剪要修剪多深呢？
So how much do I need to prune them?
剪到有五片叶子的地方。
So you will cut until the 5 leaves.
不是三片，不是四片。
Not 3, not 4.
剪到五片的地方。
Cut to the point where 5 of them.
它从那个地方就又生出一个新的这个葡萄。
Then the new bud will come out.
玫瑰花了。那修剪的角度是多少？
So what is the angle you want to cut?
45°.
45 degrees.
不是90°.
Not 90.
当我经常这样的修剪呢。
When I prune this often.
你看到这个玫瑰花从春天开始，暑假一直到秋天都继续不断的开花。
The rose will start in the spring, go through summer, continue into the fall.
在 CPC 这个小教堂的外面。
Right outside the chapel in this church.
正好有5-6棵白色的玫瑰花树。
There are 5 or 6 white roses.
它的专有的名字叫 Marie Buckman.
That's a special term.
Okay. 我们家也正好有 这种玫瑰花。
We have such kind of rose too.
开花时候味道很香。
it smells have a good fragrance.
当然耶稣母跟我注意到一件事情。
But Mrs. Ye and I noticed one thing.
CPC 的这五六棵玫瑰树啊。
Those trees with roses here in CPC.
春天开花以后啊。
After they blossom in the spring.
它很少再继续开花了。
They do not continue to bear flowers.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有人经常在那边做修剪的工作。
They did a constantly pruning, maintaining.
你等一下出去看一下。
You can go out take a look at.
它那开花的那些掉的东西都还在上面，没有被剪掉。
So those who had still remained on the branch was not cut off.
我们的天父也这样的对待我们。
Our heavenly Father would treat us the same way.
他在我们身上才能做属灵的修剪工作。
He often will prune us spiritually.
他不但拿掉不好的
，Not only he takes away the bad，
他也剪掉我们认为好的
，He also even cut out some we think is good。
为什么呢
？Why？
他让我们得到更好跟最好。
He wants us to get even better and the best。
修剪的时候是有痛苦啊。
So there is a pain when being pruned。
我们也不喜欢啊。
We don't like it。
但最终的结果是让我们更上一层楼。
But the ultimate purpose to be higher ground。
第三节。
The third,
现在你们因我讲解你们的道已经干净了。这边第三节用干净这个字，这个字跟第二节的修理干净同一个希腊字。
Here it says already clean, the same word as the second word is a Greek word.
所以你可以说因我讲解你们的道已经你们被修理干净了。
Because of the word that I spoke to you,That have you been pruned and cleaned?
请问神怎样修理干净我们
？So how does God prune us clean?
有时候他就用他自己的话语。
Sometimes he uses his own words.
像第三节所讲的。
Just like the verse three.
他的话语让我们听了扎心。
His word speaks to our heart.
我们想想自己的情况。
I think about our condition.
有时候我们就像个烂子一样醒悟过来了。
So oftentimes we just like the prodigal son.We just awaken.
我们就会悔改认罪。
Then we will repent and confess.
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's read one passage.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
First John, chapter 1, verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。
First John 1, 9.
这里说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。神的话是有力量。
God's word has power.
如果你是他的儿女，你听了会扎心的。
If you are His children, when you hear it, it will speak to your heart.
有时候神不只用他的话，他就直接管教我们。
Sometimes He will not only His word, He can directly discipline us.
他借了一些环境，借了别人的话语来管教我们。
He's going to use some circumstances or others' words to discipline us.
我们看一下希伯来书第十二章。
Let's go to Hebrew chapter 12.
十节到十一节。
Verse 10, 11.
希伯来书十二章十到十一节。
Hebrew 12, 10, 11.
这里说上身的父都是随暂随己意管教我们唯有万里的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子就是义就是公义换句话说神借着管教让我们结果子
In other words God made us bear fruit through discipline
神常常管教说是再一次也是用他的话语
God used his words to discipline us
让我们看诗篇119篇
Let's go to Psalm 119
71节
Verse 71
诗篇一百一十九篇七十一节。
1971。
这个圣经节说：“我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。” 神的管教让我们受苦是我们 有好处的。
So for God's discipline, so we can be afflicted, is good for us.
为了我们真的是学到他话语。
So that we can truly learn His word.
我们在顺境的时候不太容易学习到神的话语。
It's not easy to learn God's word when things go smooth for us.
我们说神是信实的。
We say God is faithful.
神是掌权的。
We say God is reigns.
我们头脑上同意，但是没有进入我们心中。
We may agree in our head, but that's enter our heart.
但是在逆境的时候，你就学习到神话语的真实。
But during the difficult times, you can realize God's word's faithfulness.
我记得好几年前。
Several years ago.
当我在一间大的公司做他们的科技主任。
I was one of the directors of their technology.
对，我手下有差不多120个工程师。
There's about 120 engineers that report to me.
研究员或科学家。
Our researchers are scientists.
许多美国名校的人的博士都有。
Many have a doctorate degree from the famous colleges.
有麻省理工学院。
From MIT.
有 UC Berkeley。
From UC Berkeley.
有哈佛大学。
Some from Harvard.
有从 Michigan 来的。
Some came from Michigan.
有从普渡来的。
Some from Purdue.
有从 University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign 来的。
So some from University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana.
我记得我以我的工作自豪啊。
So I was proud of my work.
能够独当一面。
So I can handle it single-handedly.
有高的位置，高的薪水。
I have a high salary, high position.
每年年终还要分红啊。
At the end of the year, I still get a bonus.
虽然知道说神掌权呢。
Even though I know God reigns.
但是我觉得我自己可以处理啊。
But I think I can manage it.
但几年之后。
After a few years.
神讲的工作减掉啊。
So God cut off the job.
当然会痛苦啊。
Of course it would be painful.
当然会难受啊。
Of course it's sorrowful.
当然要问神啊，为什么啊。
Or you ask God why?
但是神借着他话语告诉我。
But God will tell me through His word.
哪些话语呢
？What word?
我首先学习到得祸财的力量是神赐给的。
The first I learned the ability to gain wealth came from God.
我们看一下《生命记》。
Let's go to Deuteronomy.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
11节到14节
Verses 11 to 14
生命记第八章也许我从11节念给大家听
Pastor will read from verse 11
生命记第八章11节你要谨慎免得忘记耶和华你的神不守他的诫命典章律例就是我今日所吩咐你的恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住你的牛羊加多你的金银增添并你所有的全都加增你就心高气傲忘记耶和华你的神就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的他在从一个奴隶但带着一个很好的地位
So from a slave he brought you to a good position
然后十七节
Verse 17
二十八节
18
恐怕你心里说这货财是我力量我能力得来的你要纪念耶和华你的神因为得货财的力量是他给你的为要坚定他向列祖启示守立的约像今日一样弟兄姐妹我们得货财力量不是你自己啊
So brother sister the power to make wealth is not our own
不是你的老板啊
It's not your boss
更不是你的公司啊
Not even your company
这是第一点我学到的
That's the first thing I learned
第二点呢
The second
能够同情失去工作的人
So you can empathize with those who lost their
job 他以前不会同情呢
In the past you can
以前只是觉得他不行啊
You think they're not good
他不会跟人家交易了。
He doesn't know how to get along with.
他 IQ 不够了。
He doesn't have enough IQ.
那你失去工作，你开始会同情。
When you lost your job, you can empathize.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's go Second Corinthians.
一章四节。
34.
一章第四节。哥林多后书第一章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
哥林多后书一章第四节
chapter 1, verse 4, 2 Corinthians.
我们在一切患难中, 他就安慰我们, 叫我们, 能用神所赐的安慰, 去安慰, 那遭各样患难的人。 你自己经历以后, 你的安慰有力量。
After you have experience, then your comfort will have power.
第三个神的话语让我学到的。
The third I learned from God's word.
你知道吗? 我们可以很好的计划。
You know, we could have our own plans.
但是这个计划要神允许以后才会成就。
But those plans can only be accomplished if God is willing.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's go to James.
13节到16节。
Chapter 4, 13, 16.
雅各书第四章13节到16节。
James chapter 4.
14节。这边说：“嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。”14节，其实啊，明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意。 我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，还这样夸口，都是恶的。如果你是神的儿女，他会修剪。If
you are God's children, He will prune you.
他让你结更多的果子。He
will let you bear more fruit.
他让你能更上一层楼。Make
you go higher ground.
更能像耶稣基督。
Go more like Jesus.
我们回到约翰福音15章第4节第5节。
Let's go back to John 15 verse 4 and 5.
第4节第5节, 这段经文里面有提到两个真理。
In these two verses, there are two truths.
第一个真理,
The first,
在你们节目单上, 真的基督徒会结果子。
True believers will bear fruit.
因为他枝子连在葡萄树上。
Because he's connected on the vine.
生命连在一起。
His life are connected.
结果是不可避免必然之事。
Their bear fruit is automatic, naturally.
出名的马克阿穆斯讲了一句话。
The famous Pastor MacArthur said.
在节目单上，英文打在那里。
It's printed in Chinese and English in the program.
中文也许可以这么翻译。
This is a Chinese translation.
绝对没有这样的事情，有一个不结果子的基督徒，不可能的。It's
impossible.
绝对不会有这样的事情。It
will never happen.
施洗约翰也这么说。John
the Baptist also said that.
那我们看马太福音第3章第8节。
Let's go to Matthew 3, verse 8.
第3章第8节。
Matthew 3, 8.
这里说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。然后再看第10节。Verse 10。现在胡子已经换在树根上，还不结好果子的树，就砍下来，丢在火里。不但会结果子，还会结好的果子。Not
only they bear fruit, they also bear good fruit.
因为神是良善的。
Because God is good.
第二个真理。
The second truth.
我们刚才说基督徒真的基督徒会结果子。
We just said that true believers will bear fruit.
但真的基督徒不会靠自己结果子。
But true believers cannot bear fruit on their own.
你有没有注意到这段经文里面总是讲结果子？
Did you notice it only says bear fruit?
没有说制造果子。
Did not say manufacture fruit.
你可以制造一部汽车，一部飞机啊。
You can manufacture a car, an airplane.
你可以制造一张桌子，一张椅子。
You can manufacture a table, a chair.
但是你不能制造果子。But
you cannot manufacture fruit.
连一个最简单的果子你都制造不出来。Not
even the simplest fruit.
为什么不能呢？
Why can't you?
因为是个生命的问题。
Because the issue of life.
所以你看第4节后半边。Look
at second half of verse 4.
第4节后半边。
Second half of 4.
枝子若不缠在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。然后第五节后半边
The second half of verse 5,
因为离了我你们就不能做什么。耶稣要告诉我们什么？
What is Jesus telling us?
我们结果子。
We bear fruit,
不是因为我很聪明。
Not because we are smart,
我很有能力。
Or we have power,
我很殷勤啊。
Or we work hard,
只是因为我的生命跟葡萄树连在一起。
Only because my life is connected with the vine,
我的生命跟耶稣连在一起。
My life is connected with Jesus,
他就会结果子。
Then he will bear fruit.
你可能说，哎呀，这里面一直提到果子，究竟果子是指什么？
What does it mean, fruit?
圣经里面有列出至少有五种。
At least there are five kinds of fruit listed in the Bible.
第一种我们可以跟它称为基督徒的品格。
The first kind is the Christian character.
加拉太书第五章22节到23节我们看一下。
Galatians chapter 5, 22.
加拉太书第五章22节到23节。
Galatians 5, 22, 23.
这里说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。请注意这边圣灵所结的果子，这个果子是单数的。
Please pay attention, the word fruit of the spirit is a singular form.
如果你有中英文圣经，我需要你的版本，它是用单数的。
If you have the Chinese English translation, I hope they use a singular word.
不然你要出去以后赶快买一本是单数的。
Otherwise, you go out buy a Bible that's printed in singular.
因为那个翻译是错误的。
Otherwise, the translation.
这边提到一个果子。
Just one fruit.
这九项的表现。
The nine characters.
请大家注意到一件事情。
Please pay attention to one thing.
这边提到圣灵所结的果子。
It's the spirit of the fruit of the spirit.
没有说是某一个人结可以结的果子。
It didn't say the fruit of any person.
换句话说，圣灵是果子的源头。
In other words, the spirit is the original source of the fruit.
我们很羡慕有这种果子的人。
We admire those who have such fruit.
我们也羡慕自己有啊。
We also would love to have them ourselves.
所以让我举个比方。
Let me give you an example.
哦，你看到这个圣灵的果子，你很喜欢。
You look the fruit of spirit, you like.
哦，你觉得能够爱一个人多好啊。
You think it'd be very nice to love someone.
所以有一天你决定，好，我要爱我的先生跟太太了。
So when you decide you can love your husband, you can love your wife.
你也决定说，不管他的反应态度怎么样，我要继续的爱他。
So I will continue to love her or him. It doesn't matter how they react.
但隔了一阵子啊。
But after a while.
几个礼拜以后啊。
After a few weeks.
因为发现对方仍然没有什么进步哦。
You didn't see any progress on your spouse.
甚至还占我的便宜啊。
甚至还 take advantage of you.
你就受不了了。
You can't stand it.
为什么没有办法继续？
Why can't you not continue?
因为是你的自己的意志在做决定的。
Because you are made decisions according to your own will.
不是圣灵在你心中结出爱的果实。
It's not the fruit bear in you by the Spirit.
那你说我怎么可以让圣灵在我身上结果子呢？
So how can I let the Spirit bear fruit for me?
除了以外，还有其他的八个项目呢？
There are other eight items too.
哦，你说我不能靠自己，那我怎么办？
What can I do if I cannot depend on myself?
加拉太书给我们答案。
There's an answer in Galatians.
我们看十六节。
Let's go to verse 16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行。Okay. 再跳到二十五节。
Go to verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。后面那个靠圣灵行是跟前面的顺着圣灵行是一样的意思。
So the second walk by the Spirit is the same as the first one in verse 16.
你说我还是不太懂。
You say I still do not quite understand.
好，接下来就是又多讲了一个。
There's another one in Galatians.
请看十八节。
Verse 18.
但你们若被圣灵引导，请听念念一下。
But if you are led by the Spirit.
换句话说，如果圣灵引导你，
So in other words, if the Spirit leads you,
你就要跟随。
You will follow.
圣灵怎么引导你？
How does the Spirit lead you?
圣灵常常用神的话语引导你。
So the Spirit often uses God's words to lead you.
圣灵很少用你自己的念头引导你。
The Spirit rarely uses your own desire to lead you.
因为你的念头靠不住啊。
Because your desires cannot be dependent.
你的念头常常有私情邪欲啊。
Because you have your own desires.
圣灵用神的话语引导你。
Spirit uses God's words to lead you.
当你听到神的话语。
When you heard God's words.
当你读到神的话语。
When you read God's words.
圣灵在你心中提醒你。
So the Spirit reminds you in you.
某某弟兄。
The brothers.
某某姐妹。
Sister,
你要顺从这句话。
You need to follow this word.
如果你就顺从了。
If you follow,
并且你还肯继续的顺从。
And you continue to follow.
变成你这个习惯一样。
Become a habit.
这个是顺从原来动词的意思，继续不断的。
So this is the original meaning, continue.
那不久以后，圣灵在你身上自然会结出果子。
So you will naturally bear fruit by the Spirit.
有一句英文的引言讲得很好。
There's a quotation in English.
圣灵的果子只长在顺从的花园里。
The fruit of the Spirit grows only in the garden of obedience.
当你顺从的时候。
When you're obedient.
但是你引导的时候你就顺从了。
When you obey when the Spirit leads you.
到了时间这个、果子就出来。
When time comes, the fruit will surface.
第一种果子是圣灵所结的果子。
So the first one is the fruit of the Spirit.
第二个果子是赞美。
The second is praise.
那我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's go to Hebrew 12.
第十五节。
15.
希伯来书十二章十五节。
Hebrew 12, 15.
哦、oh, ，对不起，十三章写错一个。
13, chapter 13 of the Hebrew.
十三章十五节。
Verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常以颂赞为祭，献给上帝。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子、啊、我们用嘴巴赞美神。
So we praise God with our mouth.
你工作成功的时候赞美他。
When you're successful in your work, you praise him.
你失败的时候也赞美他。
When you fail, you praise him.
你身体健康或有病的时候，你赞美他。
When you have health or you have illness, you praise him.
你亲人都在或去世的时候，你赞美他。
You have your parents or you lose your parents, you praise him.
你事情顺利不顺利的时候，赞美他。
In good times and in bad times, you praise him.
因为你知道神掌权。
Because God reigns.
如果不是他的允许，没有一件事情会发生在你的身上。
If it's not his permission, nothing will happen to you.
第三种果子。
The third kind of fruit.
牺牲的奉献。
Sacrifice, sacrificial giving.
我们看罗马书十五章二十八节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章二十八节。
Romans 15:28.
二十六到二十八节，是不是
？From verse 26 to 28.
二十六到二十八节。
26 to 28.
看一下哈。对对。看到，对，我看到跟你多前书十五章，我念给大家听。
The pastor will read.
因为马其顿和亚该亚人热意凑出捐献，给耶路撒冷的圣徒中的穷人，这固然是他们热意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。等我办完这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里，往西班牙去。在二十七节说，把养生之物献给他们，本来是属于他们的东西， 是他们生活上所需要的。
Those were their needs in their life.
这是一种牺牲的奉献。
So this is a sacrificial offering.
我不晓得你奉献的情形是怎么样。
I don't know how you make your offering.
你是奉献，好像是牺牲式的奉献。
Is a sacrificial one?
还是像给小费的奉献
？Or is like giving a tip?
5%。
5%。
3%。
2%。2%。
甚至比那个还低。
Or even lower than that.
牺牲的奉献是一个果子。
So sacrificial offering is a fruit.
第四种。
The fourth kind.
敬虔的生活。
Godly living.
我们刚才念过马太福音第三章第八节。
We just read Matthew 3 verse 8.
说你要以悔改的心相称。
So have to you have the
worth of your repentance.
Yeah, your repenting heart.
悔改什么意思？
What does repenting mean?
悔改意思其实是个 U-turn.
It's making a complete U-turn.
过去我这样走的。
I was going the one way.
现在我这样走啊。
Now I'm going back.
过去我在黑暗中。
I was in the dark.
现在我在光明中。
Now I'm in the light.
过去我过个不义的生活。
I lived an unrighteous life.
我现在过一个公义的生活。
Now I have a righteous life.
这个叫做敬虔的生活。
So this is a godly life.
最后一个果子。
The last one.
带领人信主。
New convert.
罗马书一章十三节。
Romans 1:13.
罗马书一章十三节。
Romans 1:13.
保罗在这里说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得一些果子。表示说我希望你们有人得救。
So I want someone to be saved in your midst.
如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是道间仍有阻碍。保罗希望能够得到，能够带领别人信主。
So Paul wished to bring people to God.
但请大家注意一个很要紧的 一件事情。
But please pay attention to one important issue here.
第五种果子跟第一种果子有密切的关系。
There's an intimate relationship between the sixth kind and the first kind.
如果你身上没有一些这种圣灵的果子的表现。
If you do not have spiritual fruit in you,
我不是说全部的表现。
I'm not saying all manifestations. 但
至少有一些。
But they have some.
你如果连一些都没有。
If you don't have any,
我想不出有任何理由为什么有人要相信你所讲的那位神。
So there's no reason for anyone to believe the God you're talking about.
如果有人说哦，我要相信。
If someone says I want to believe,
可能有两个错误的原因呢。
There may be two wrong reasons.
第一个原因呢
？The first,
他不是真的要让神来做他的主人。
He does not want God to be his true master.
他以为他可以利用神来完成他的愿望，达到他的私欲。
So he thought he can use God to reach his own desires.
第二种可能的原因呢
？The second possibility.
我要这个救主好像是免费的保险呢。
So this savior is the
free guarantee insurance. Okay.
So if I choose one day I have the insurance, I will not go to hell.
这两种人都是没有得救的。
So these two are not saved.
如果你带领的人当中常常是这样的人,
if you have led people often like this,
你需要反省一下。
You need to re-examine yourself.
是不是我传福音的方法出了问题？
Is anything wrong in the way I spread the gospel?
还是我自己没有神所给的圣灵果子的表现？
Or I do not have the spiritual fruit in me.
我们回到约翰福音十五章。
Let's go back to John 15.
最后两节。
The last two verses.
第七节、第八节。
7 and 8.
这是神给我们额外的福气。
This is additional blessing from God.
请问大家一个很实际的问题。
Ask a very practical question.
当枝子结果子的时候。
When the branches bear fruit.
任何一种果子。
Any kind of fruit.
这个果子是给这个枝子吃呢，给枝子用吗？
Is this fruit to be eaten or used by the branch?
枝子没有办法吃，没有办法用。
So the branch cannot use it.
果子在枝子上。
The fruit is on the branch.
是要成为别人的益处。
Become the benefit of others.
但是第七节第八节。
So verses 7 and 8. This is God speaking to those Christians who bear fruit.
第七节,
verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面, 我的话也藏在里面, 还你们所愿意的祈求, 就解你们成就。 你们说哇这好棒哦。
So this is very good.
我求什么神都解啊。
Whatever I wish God would give it to me.
这个跟葡萄树连在一起的人。
For those who are connected with the vine.
他了解神的心意。
He understands God's will.
他按照神的旨意去求啊。
He will seek according to God's will.
难怪他的祷告一定被答应了。
That's why his prayers will be granted.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀, 你们也就是我的门徒了。 我读到一个故事。
I read a story.
有两个人。
There are two people.
去参加他一个朋友的葬礼。
They went to a memorial service for their friend.
这个朋友是非常的出名的。
This friend was very famous.
回家的路上, 两个人谈论到这个人的家庭。
So on their back, they were talking about his family.
其中一个人说,
So one said,
那个人的大儿子是他喜乐的来源呐。
So his elder son is the source of his joy.
这个大儿子也给他的家庭的名字带来很多的荣誉。So
his son brought glory to his family.
就好像我们中国人说，哎呀，这个儿子给王家、张家、李家带来很大的荣誉啊。Just
like we say that this son brought glory for the Chen or Wang's family.
另外一个人问。
Another one asked,
那他其他的两个儿子呢?
How about the other two sons?
这个人回答说,
This one answered,
我要他们也不错,
They are also pretty good.
我的意思是他们从来没有做什么事情羞辱他们的父亲。
They didn't do anything to bring shame to their father.
不过,
But
他们也从来没有荣耀他爸爸的名字啊。
They have never glorified their father's name.
如果全靠他们两个人的话,
If just according to those two,
他父亲的名字会跟着他们两个人消失了。
So his father's fame will also disappear.
可能有些基督徒也这样。
Some Christians are the same.
像这个人所讲的,
Just like the one says,
没有做什么事羞辱神啊。
Didn't do anything to bring shame to God.
不过,
But,
他们从来没有让神的荣耀。
But they never glorified God.
最基本的原因是什么?
What's the basic reason?
没有结果子。
Did not bear fruit.
今天我们听了耶稣的话。
So today we have heard the words of Jesus.
我请每一个人坦白地问问自己。
So you may want to ask yourself frankly.
我是住在耶稣里面呢,还是不住在他里面?
Do I abide in Jesus? I am not.
这个答案你自己心里有数。
You know it in your heart.
因为记号是很明显的。
There's a clear mark.
这个记号是你有没有结果子。
So the mark is have you bear fruit.
如果你没有结果子。
If you have not borne fruit.
表示你的生命还没有跟耶稣连在一起。
That means your life is not connected with Jesus.
表示你没有重生。
You have not born again.
表示你只是挂名的。
You are just Christian in name.
表示你只是有名无实的。
But you are not true substance.
那么我要请你。
So I would ask you.
迫切地求告主名。
Desperately ask for God's name.
悔改认罪。
Repent and confess.
相信耶稣是你的救主跟生命的主。
Believe Jesus your Savior.
因为没有第二条路。
Because there's no other way.
如果你已经结果子,
If you have started bearing fruit,
让神继续修剪你,
let God continue to prune you.
不要浪费这个受苦的机会。
So don't waste the suffering.
神会让你结果子, 从有到更多。
God will let you bear fruit from more to much more.
从更多到最多。
From the even much more.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你今天讲了一个很严肃的问题。
You have spoken a very serious topic.
我们需要很坦白地问问自己。
We need to ask ourselves frankly.
因为我们有一天要面对这个问题。
Because one day we shall face this problem.
请你让我们一个受教的心。
Please give us a teachable heart.
一个谦虚的心。
A humble heart.
我们能够肯定。
So we can be confirmed.
我们是不是住在耶稣里面？
Are we abiding in Jesus?
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.